Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Now, across Australia on the Community Radio Network, Community Network News. A look back at the events of the week important to the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and intersex community. QNN.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Matthew Hepburn.
And I'm Anthony Smeaton. The Greens have vowed to make gay marriage a key issue of the federal election campaign, with Adam Band including his marriage equality bill on the agenda in the House of Reps this week. A source for the party has told Fairfax Media their aim is to use the election to pressure Tony Abbott to grant Liberal MPs a conscience vote on equal marriage rights. Mr. Band says the issue has gained global attention in the last 12 months following public support for marriage equality by US President Barack Obama and law changes imminent in the UK, France and New Zealand.
The Greens' plan appears to have already had an impact, with Coalition MP Kelly O'Dwyer responding to the bill to declare her support for marriage equality. The issue is a personal one for the federal member for Higgins, who said there are members of her family who are currently unable to marry under current laws. Ms. O'Dwyer says the party hasn't yet formed its opinion on the issue in the lead up to the election, but she expects the party's views to evolve in step with society's views.
So much about this is about the cruising, the watching, the looking. You guys are looking around, you're looking for somebody basically to have some action with.
That's a snippet from the trailer for the Travis Matthews film Interior, Leather Bar, starring James Franco, which will now screen at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival in response to the shock banning of Matthews' other film, I Want Your Love. QNN reported a couple of weeks ago that Matthews' documentary had been refused exemption from classification by the Australian Classification Board and therefore couldn't screen in Melbourne or any other queer festivals around the country. An angry Franco blasted the Aussie Film Review panel at the time in an online video. MQFF director Lisa Daniel said it's a huge coup for the festival to be able to screen the new film, and it's particularly relevant given the film deals with the very issue of censorship.
Madonna was the star presenter at the 24th annual GLAAD Media Awards in New York, where she presented the Vito Russo Award to journalist, author and talk show host Anderson Cooper. The pop superstar came dressed as a Boy Scout and spoke out against the group's current ban on gay members, offering her support to GLAAD's year-long campaign to end the Boy Scouts of America's anti-gay policy.
Howdy. I wanted to be a Boy Scout, but they wouldn't let me join. Listen, I want to do good for the community. And most importantly, I know how to scout for boys. So I think that I should be allowed to be a Boy Scout. And I think they should change their stupid rules.
She also used the platform to talk more broadly on the issue of LGBTI equality and denounced the recently introduced Russian anti-gay propaganda laws. In accepting his award, Anderson Cooper said being gay was one of the greatest blessings of his life, before thanking those in the LGBTIQ community to having supported him on his journey.
Now to QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
Gay sports federations and lobby groups have written a letter of complaint to the head of the International Football Federation after Nigeria's Football Association banned lesbians from playing soccer. There were already reports in 2011 that the Nigerian soccer coach excluded lesbian players from their team. Now the European Gay and Lesbian Sports Federation and other sports lobby groups say FIFA must take action to stamp out homophobia in the sport. And the American Family Association spokesman has announced that gay players would not be welcome in the National Football League. Brian Fisher says the presence of gay players would cause a grenade-like explosion in the NFL locker room, driving straight players out of the team.
You get sexual tension in a locker room. It affects unit cohesion. That's an important part of success. You are a team. You need to function as a team. Guys have to be pulling together. You can't avoid divisive things coming into the locker room.
In response, several NFL players say they would welcome a gay teammate.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the GLBTI community this week. I'm Anthony Smeaton.
And I'm Matthew Hepburn. We'll have more news for you next week.
Thanks to the dedicated team at Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. That was QNN, Community Network News. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Share your GLBTIQ news. Email qnn@joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.